This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Aerospace giant Boeing is laying off 63 employees in Colorado, part of a plan to reduce its overall workforce by 10%. The cuts will hit facilities in El Paso, Arapahoe, and Denver counties and will take effect in mid-January. Family members of the five people killed in the Club Q shooting are remembering their loved ones 2 years after the attack in Colorado Springs. Mourners gathered for a candlelight vigil at the site of the LGBTQ nightclub last night. Jeff Aston lost his son Daniel in the shooting.
We're all in this together, and it just means a lot to see that we're all surviving and we're all going to get through this.
Survivors and victims' family members are now suing officials in El Paso County for not invoking Colorado's red flag law that could have allowed law enforcement to seize the gunman's weapons before a shooting. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper is urging lawmakers to better protect consumers from artificial intelligence that's used in fraud and deep fakes. Hickenlooper chaired a hearing of a Senate subcommittee Tuesday.
These AI-enabled scams don't just cost consumers financially, but they damage reputations and relationships, and equally important, they cast doubt about what we see and what we hear online.
Hickenlooper is calling for lawmakers to approve bipartisan bills aimed at increasing transparency and accountability for using artificial intelligence. This is CPR News.